I'm excited what Brandon's been able to do. You know, the thing that we've spent a lot of time working on is trying to find out the things that he does best and combine them with the things that our players do best. And a lot of the things that we do on the practice field, it's not experimental, but there's a process you go through to get everyone on the same page. And hopefully when we get into games, we're able to feature the things that all our guys do best and the things they do together. And through the preseason action that Brandon's had, we've been able to do that. And we've had a lot of guys playing well, and he's taking advantage of the way they're playing.
What is your secret? If you go back over your history, you can see that most of the quarterbacks that you work with take a jump up, you know, when you kind of arrive on the scene. What's the secret?
You know, to me, it starts with a system that's extremely sound. It's been proven over time. You can go back to the 70s with Coryell and just keep going through all the different people that have played in the system, whether it was me involved in it, whether it was Ernie Zampezi, Mike March, people who have used this system. I think it's very sound. And then I do believe my background in terms of teaching and the process you go through to get those guys to play, you know, I think there's some things that we believe in, and we try to keep it as simple as possible for the quarterback and put the burden on some of the other players. And it's I think it helps them, you know, sort through some of the things they have to work through.
Now that you've seen this much of Whedon, could you say as much as you're willing to say on what his ceiling is in the NFL as he goes through not just this year, but the next?
That's so hard to do because it's still, as I said when I first got here, it's based on the people around you and how they're playing. And there have been some really talented quarterbacks that have been put in a position where they didn't have real good players around them and they struggled. And there's been some guys not as talented that have played at a real high level because they were surrounded by a great supporting cast. But the thing Brandon has done is he's made good decisions. He's obviously extremely accurate with the ball, and he's made some big throws up the field already. So those are things that you have to look at and say they're positives, and those are things that we can build on.
Nor of last year, though, if you look at the stats, he wasn't particularly accurate compared to a lot of, you know, other quarterbacks and things. So is he now?
He was an accurate passer in college. When you watched him and when he got set and got his sights on someone and the guy was running open, he didn't miss him very often, and that's what he's done here. And again, I think it's about percentages, and if you're trying to throw the ball to guys you shouldn't be thrown to, you're not going to be real accurate. If you're making good decisions, and we've thrown the ball to the backs a lot already, but I don't mind that. I like that. In fact, if we're still getting big plays up the field.
How would you measure his intangibles, or how would you what would be your comment on this intangibles, leadership and whatever intangibles you would...
You know, people always want to analyze that, and when a guy's playing good, their intangibles seem to be exaggerated, and when they're playing bad, they don't have intangibles. So to me, it's about executing and going and playing at a high level, and then those things, I can't think, kind of take care of themselves. But he's worked awfully hard at it. I think the guys enjoy playing with him. I think he does command their respect. Our players have a lot of confidence in Brandon.
You mentioned supporting cast. What is your assessment of the supporting cast, namely the receiving core, Greg Little, Josh, Devon, those guys?
Well, like Brandon, like a lot of our team, we're extremely young. And we see on a daily basis out here, you see the ups and downs of being young. And, you know, I think you don't see a lot of those because we've not had extended periods of play. We've been out there and played, you know, a quarter and a half or maybe a half a game. But there are going to be inconsistencies with young players, and they have to fight through those things. But we do have a talented group, and I think it's shown in our first two games, whether it was Jordan Cameron or Greg Little or the guys you mentioned.
You know, Greg had some trouble with drops his rookie year and then the beginning of last year. What have you seen out of him in camp, and what do you think he's done a better job hanging on the ball?
Well, the first thing we did, and last year I think Scott went through all the different plays, and the second half of the season Greg had very few drops. The thing that you love about Greg, there's no one out here that works harder or practices harder. He's going to give you everything he's got. He's a physical player. He's extremely competitive, and he's caught the ball well for us.
And And in terms of this being preseason, I mean, can you get a pretty good read on what you're seeing? I mean, you know, should fans or folks go ahead and get a little excited about what they're seeing out of your offense right now?
Well, I'm excited. Our players are excited. I hope our fans are excited. I'm a realist. I know that you can only control what you're going at. So we've played the Rams. We've played Detroit. They gave us more than people think. Both teams blitzed us, and we handled it well. Both teams mixed the coverages pretty good, and I thought we handled it well. It's not the regular season, so we just have to continue to prepare for the regular season. And, you know, we have to, again, I don't think we're going to go out and complete 75% of our passes in the regular season, but we're doing it now, and that's something to build on.
How big a loss is Deion Lewis, and does that affect either how you would game plan when you get to the regular season, not having that maybe change of pace kind of guy?
Well, it was disappointing because Deion has come in here and really worked hard at catching the ball, worked out hard at his pass protection, and he's a guy that I think was going to give us some big plays, and I don't know where he's at in terms of I'd love to see him be able to come back, and I don't know that we know that yet. If second half of the season or something like that. But we've got to – you have to – during the season, you have to handle those things, and you have to have a plan for someone else. And we have guys who can handle that role. I don't know if we have a guy like Deion, but we have some guys that can be pass protectors, that can catch a ball coming out of the backfield. And, ultimately, you'd like Trent to have some of that role, particularly in – 2-minute situations, end of the game situations, that he, you'd like him to do some of that because, as I said before, if you got your best player and on third downs, he's always on the sideline, that you're probably not taking advantage of all your guys. And we can't wear Trent out, but we have to be able to use him in some of those situations.
Norv, you came into this camp, though, with a lot of depth at that position. And, you had a couple guys competing for maybe one or two roster spots. Now you're down to Brandon and whoever maybe you can find behind him.
Well, I think Brandon has done an awful good job, and he'd be a guy that on the teams I've been that would be very competitive in terms of being a second guy, and he probably would have played a lot as a starter in some of the places I've been. So I'm excited about Brandon and Chris OB. He can do a lot of things, and he's a pretty good third down back. And it's hard losing the guys we've lost, but you have to have a plan, and we're working those other guys.
What's the development of Gilkey? It looks like right now, for the immediate future, he's kind of been your right guard. What have you seen in him from the time he's come in here in April?
Well, one of the things that has really impressed me about being here, and I've worked with George Warhop before, I've worked with Mike Sullivan, a couple of the coaches I hadn't worked with, including my son. But I think this offensive staff has done a great job of coaching who's ever there and getting guys ready. And what George and Mike have done with these young offensive linemen, it's tough because you take a guy like Gelke and all of a sudden and 8 plays into the game, he's starting at right guard against Detroit, who those guys, I know it was preseason, but those two guys were bringing it, and they're playing hard, and they're a good defensive front. So Gelke has made more progress. He's made a lot of progress in a short period of time. He has a long ways to go, but he does give you some hope in terms of depth and a guy that eventually would be a player.
North, last week when we talked to Chud, he characterized the quarterback competition as still close. Which, to a lot of us, that seems sort of like a surprise. Kind of what's your take on that right now?
I think Chud was being extremely honest with you, and I do believe that Jason has played at a high enough level to say that it is close. How you phrase it or how you say it, I don't know that matters. I think we're heading in the direction we want to be, and I really believe, first of all, Chud's done an unbelievable job with this entire football team in terms of letting them know exactly what we want to get done, how we're going to get that done, and where we're headed. I think he explained his plan to the quarterbacks from the start. He stuck with it. It's not an issue in that building. I know it's an issue outside the building, but I don't think anyone is worried about when an announcement's going to be made. And I think we've got great production from all 3 quarterbacks. So whatever the plan was that we put together, it seems to be working.
How does it weigh on your mind that at this point that you're without Gordon,
in the first two games. Obviously, you've been using him with the ones in the two games so far, but enters your mind as you have to deal with that challenge?
Spend a lot of time thinking about it, and you know, obviously, everything we do during the off season, during preseason, is to get ready for those 16 regular season games. And we're starting on a plan already in terms of what we're going to do. I think we have some real good ideas on how we're going to, make up for that loss in those first two games. It's like I said, if Josh sprained his ankle on Tuesday before the opener, we'd go play the game and we'd have a plan to be as successful as we can be. We have guys, we just have to move them around and do some things a little different.
Benjamin could be one of the guys you would think. How would you rate his camp?
How
he might help you?
Travis had an outstanding camp, and he plays all three positions. Obviously, the work he does in the kicking game is big, but he's you get him out there one-on-one, and he's tough to handle.
Now that you've seen Josh Gordon out here sort of gliding open and seeing his athletic ability, what do you make of it, after a couple of games?
He's had a really good camp, and there's always during training camp, everywhere I've been, there's things that come out, and someone sees something one way and someone sees another, and I don't know that people understand what we're trying to get done in every drill where we're working. And I think Josh has done what we've asked him to do. He's improved. He's fought through some nagging injuries. He's fought through some times where he's really tired, and I think he's improved. He made a couple of plays the other night that he hasn't been making. He needs to continue to finish plays and make plays on the ball and use his body, but he's improving in that area.
So you haven't seen the loafing that some of the people supposedly come through here and see in him?
I don't think it's fair to use that word if you don't know what we're doing. And it does make for a good article, and it does get whoever wrote it some good attention, but I don't think it's fair. Without really digging in and saying, what were you doing? What are you trying to accomplish in that drill? Why wasn't this going on? So you don't know the medical situation and all that. So I'm happy with what Josh has done.
What kind of deep ball thrower is Whedon? And what, how are you trying to improve that? Are there areas you're working on?
He throws the ball. He's got a strong enough arm to throw it deep. I think it's the other thing in practice, it's really hard because we run our receivers go out there from the first snap of practice individual till the end, and it's about 2 hours, and they're just running, and they have to run a lot in the game, but they don't run nearly this much in a game. So sometimes on the deep balls it's a harder to gauge, it's harder to get the great accuracy, but I think Brandon's going to be a real good deep ball thrower
with his work in the offseason on mechanics, speeding up the feet, not patting the ball as much, those things. Have you seen him translate to the live action?
Yeah, it's been a process. And what happens to you when you're by yourself and you're working on it, it's like going to the driving range, and everything's smooth, everything's good. Then you get out there and it's the real deal. And when Brandon starts thinking too much, he slows down. And when he's really confident and sure of what he's doing, he's going a lot faster. His setups are faster. The ball's coming out quicker. So it's a matter of him being experienced with everything we're doing. So there's not indecision, and he's done a good job of getting the ball out fast when he is really sure of what we're doing.
And how's he doing so far with progressions in the new system?
I think he's doing really good. He's had some tough plays in the preseason where he's gotten to the third or fourth receiver, made good decisions. He's thrown the ball away. If you can go play a couple of games and not have an interception or have a ball that should be intercepted, I think you're making progress.
It seems like he's got such a strong arm that at times, at least during games last season, it seemed like he might get a little overhyped and overthrow the ball. And sometimes I feel like I see that a little bit out here, too.
I think he does sometimes throw the ball harder than he needs to, but it's really not, to me, on the deeper balls. It's sometimes on the underneath things, some of the shorter balls. But that's natural for a guy who hasn't played a lot in this league. And I don't see any of the negatives. I see a lot of positives in terms of where he's going.
Hey, Norv, as good as the offense has looked in the preseason games, we come out here every day and it doesn't always look the same in practice. Is Horton's defense just so good, or what's what's the difference between?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. First of all, when you're in practice, we've been going against our defense since April, and there's things we know they're going to do, and sometimes we'll get a big play on them because of it. There's things they recognize and they see it, and they'll sit on a route, or they'll take something away that we think we can get in a regular game. But I think we're going to be a real good defensive team from what I've seen. We've played two really good quarterbacks, and their results have been mixed, probably like you guys see out here when our offense is going against our defense. I think it's been very competitive, and it's been good for both sides of the ball.
What can you say about what Richardson will offer this offense if he gets in a good physical flow?
Well, he is really rolling right now. I mean, I'm impressed with what I see in practice. I thought, the plays he had in the game, he was outstanding. And, he's a guy that defenses, they have to gear their thinking to stopping. And when you have a player like Trent, it helps everyone else.
Can you run through a couple of those, those UFAs at the receivers? Who has any of those guys kind of stood out or looked good, like Roberson or guys like that?
Yeah, we have a young group of guys that the one thing I think, and that's like I'll go back to the coaching thing with George and with Mike, and I think Scott's done a really good job with those young receivers, and we've played more of those guys than I'm comfortable doing and used to doing, and they've responded. They've all made plays in games. They're competitive, and when we get down and start having to make those decisions, I think there's some guys that will have a chance and to play here, be practice squad players, or even play on other teams.
Is there anything about Roberson in particular?
He's a big bodied guy that can go get the ball. And, I think he's had a good camp. He's like most young guys. He's had some inconsistencies in terms of learning a new system. But when he knows what to do, he's been really good.
How close is the competition on the back end of that group? Because when you guys get down to the nitty-gritty and you got to start chopping guys away, it seems like it's pretty tight on the back end.
I think it's really tight, and that's the thing that happens. A number of those guys have had injuries, and that's the hardest thing. So when guys step in, they get a chance. They've been successful, and they made plays. So now you have to sort it out in terms of where you see the upside, where they're going, and then durability is an issue.
How concerning is it to be on your third guard only 2 weeks into the preseason, third right guard into?
Yeah, that's hard, and I've been through it. In the last couple of years I was in San Diego, I think we started 19 different offensive linemen or something like that, and it's really hard for them to get that feeling of working together every down. Obviously, on the left side, we're fortunate with the center and left guard and left tackle. They played together. They understand how to play. I think Schwartz is having an outstanding camp. We have to get someone in there at right guard and get some consistency in terms of repetition in there, and we know what our options are, so we just have some work to do there.
Can you cover that both of the right guards, Pinkston and LaVar, will be back at some point, not obviously soon, but soon enough to matter?
It sounds to me like they'll both be back soon enough to matter, and that's the one thing I learned. I mean, a long time ago, a guy gets hurt and he's out for 6 weeks, and you think, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And then you realize he'll be back for week three. So it's a long, long season.
Can you cover for that fifth guy when you have four other established guys?
Oh, the guy's got to go play, and he's got to hold up, and people will game plan against him. But, I think we can make the kind of progress we want, and I think we can be ready when the season starts.
How's Obanaya been doing in this transition to fullback?
I think he's been outstanding because he's we're not asking him to do things he shouldn't be doing, and he's gets to the target fast. He's competitive, so he's gonna fight it. Now we can't have him going out and blocking 270-pound linebackers, and we just have to be smart in terms of how we use them and game plan with them.
Might you want to put Gilkey in between Joe Thomas and Alex Mack?
I think that when you're solid there on the left side, you'd like to stay solid over there, and those are things obviously we've talked about, and those aren't ultimately my decision, so I'll have opinions on it. But I think if you have three guys next to each other and they're solid and they've been together, that's a pretty good deal.
Relative to what you said about the guards being back soon enough to matter, does Hardesty fit into that kind of a discussion?
I think they all do. You just every team, all you do is pick up the paper or look at the website, and every team is going through this, and it's part of training camp now. It seems to be a bigger part than ever, and you have to have a plan, you know, for can we keep this guy? Did some guys end up going on IR? Can we keep this guy until October 1st, and he'll be ready when we need him? And that's, there's a lot of things that go through everyone's minds when you're making that decision. And you know, I know they're working hard upstairs to come up with the best 53-man roster we can. And probably, you know, and those are a lot of issues that no one's going to know for a couple of weeks.
Excuse me, but you probably know about Miami's tight end by now, relative to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The injuries.
Yeah, I mean, it's each game it seems like someone's losing somebody.
How excited were you by Cameron's performance Thursday night, and where does he need to get better to, you know, to prove to keep taking those steps?
He's getting better, and everyone got excited about the three catches. I got excited about the way he played inside and pass protection and run. He's improving in that area, and that's the area he needs to improve the most. I think he's shown in both games he's going to be able to make big plays. You know, if we can get rolling in terms of the running game and our wideouts making plays, my experience is the tight end gets a lot of single coverage, and he's a guy that's going to take advantage of that single coverage.